This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Derek J.
And we've been talking with Steven Zeiler of AnyPayInc.com, who is sharing with us the Space Disco.
Apparently he decided to stay home tonight so he could call in and be interviewed for an hour about the Space Disco. It's been great, by the way. Thanks for telling us all about this. I didn't know you guys were ready to break this thing nationwide. I mean, this is a big announcement.
Guys, in order to get to space, we have to inspire millions of people. But not only that, we have to create something that can finance multiple space journeys and then a ship. So it's imperative we develop advanced technology that can be used to help people all over the world and us get paid. So that's what needs to come out of Space Disco. We're working on that. I think this robot Bitcoin technology is really cool. Ian, you have this outreach program in Keene on the radio where you have people contact you to get free Bitcoin.
Yeah.
That could be automated with text messages. That would be really awesome. I'm hoping to put that idea in your head so you might think of something really cool. Also, every time anyone paid with Bitcoin Cash at the Space Disco, it wasn't like a normal payment where you pay from your wallet and it goes right from you to the business owner or the business's bank account. No, this was actually a special type of payment that is unique in the Bitcoin world, and that is a payment with multiple outputs. So every time anyone paid, instead of the bar getting paid, five people got paid equal amounts. And these people were all involved with Space Disco in some way. So there was the guy running the house from the Seacoast rep, the theater itself, the Space Disco account, the doorman, and the DJ all had their Bitcoin Cash address in the system. And whenever someone paid, it was actually five outputs that add up to the total amount. So when you buy a smoothie, everyone gets $1.
Now, this is an interesting application, and you guys had told me about it before the Space Disco, so I knew that it existed, and this is something that AnyPay, you guys over at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com, I guess, this is software you wrote, right, Steven, that does this split up of the Bitcoin Cash?
That's right. Yeah, it is software that I wrote, and it's improving, and it's going to become way more awesome, but we're looking at eliminating this confusing and unnecessary or like involved human process in different organizations that when you pay for an event or you pay like tips, they go into a pool, which then later someone figures out who gets how much.
Right. That's a pain in the butt. People don't want to do that.
Pain in the butt. How do you track all that money? How long do you have to wait? In my life, I've experienced this doing jobs, and then they say, like, oh, you know, payroll's going to run in 2 weeks, and I've come back even and not gotten paid. And they said, oh, well, that, you know, that wasn't right.
And this me, as a customer, when I go into a club, basically the only person I care about paying is the DJ and the person who wipes up the floor and makes it clean. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't want to pay the bartender, but I guess it makes sense because I'm not buying drinks. You know, right. I don't drink alcohol, but if I'm going into the business and I buy a smoothie, I just paid the doorman, the DJ, the bartender, the person who wipes up the floor.
But that's where the money's coming from anyway, is the whatever the drink sales are or the admission sales in any bar, it's going to be split up amongst the employees somehow by some manager at some point. In this case, it's just all done right then at that instant.
And you're saying it doesn't matter what wallet you're using, you pay that AnyPay QR code and it went to five different people.
That's right. That's exactly correct. And every event ever is losing money, and people are losing value in the inefficiency of having to wait and split up the money and all this uncertainty. Hmm. There's at the Fresh Press wherever
they could be cheating
yeah,
too.
Right.
Yeah, cheating. People at the Fresh Press who get tips, they have to wait weeks, and then all the tips are pooled together, and then someone
wow.
Yeah.
Weeks?
The manager yeah. I think it's a week or two. Then the manager will calculate how much everyone worked and then divvy up the
wow.
tips. No, with any pay, it's going to be you pay and it splits to everyone relevant instantly right in your payment. I think that's the future. The world's going to be super efficient, and we can develop this technology and test it through Space
right
Disco
yeah.
with that's the general cool. public. Because Space Disco is something that a lot of people want. See, we've got to create something that a lot of mainstream people want. They have to be really cool people and fun people, but they can only get it if they engage with Bitcoin.
I'm excited. I think this is a really cool thing. And I can see, you know, there's going to be some, I would say, some growing pains, some difficulties in implementing this, like at the store level. So, for instance, Aria, you work at a pizza place here in town. I don't think that's a secret, right?
Right.
There's going to be a different crew that's in there on Monday night as opposed
well,
to...
ideally, it would be Thursday. Set up so that when I clocked in, it added my...
That's what I was saying, yeah. There's going to have to be some sort of a clock-in, clock-out thing to where the people who work Mondays aren't getting paid for the pizzas that are made on Saturday.
Right.
So.
Of course. And in the long run, there will be lots of people who develop different software for niche industries, too, who have different ways of tipping. The point is, if you're out there and you're excited by this, AnyPay is doing it first, and we're way ahead, so just follow us. Follow AnyPay. We're doing some awesome things, and you're going to want to come to Space Disco.
I did. I wish I could have gone. I think Silver Dave, did he show up? He was really excited about it. Did he go?
Silver Dave rocked it. He brought awesome. His energy. He was on the dance floor. Everyone loved it.
Awesome. Well, Stephen, I'm not sure how much we can really get out of this, but I want to thank you for the call. We got to get into the story about shrooms.
Yeah, great call, man. Thanks for sharing that with us. I think it's some really exciting technology that you guys are working over there at AnyPay. And, of course, the starting step for anybody is to just go to helpmetakebitcoin.com, and you got to get started accepting cryptocurrency before you can get into this advanced stuff. So start with that.
Absolutely. But thanks, once Stephen. They do, yeah, thank you, Stephen. So the story about shrooms.
Oh, yeah. There's a great story here from USA Today.
Speaking
about...
Speaking of going into space.
Right. About a man who's 43 who claims that MDMA and psilocybin mushrooms altered his brain chemistry for the better. He called it a life-changing mental journey akin to a near-death experience. It opened his mind to a new way of seeing the world, allowing him to make permanent changes to his brain. He says...
Is this an opinion piece from this guy, or is
this
one of the...
No, this is a news story. This is a feature-length news story by Trevor Hughes at USA Today.
Awesome.
Dude, I went to the other side, man. I went to another universe. I had a whole re-evolution. It was crazy. It was a true ego death, said Max, the Austin-based author of the infamous Sex and Booze romp book, I Hope They Serve Better Beer in Hell. All right, so I hope they serve beer in hell. He said, you realize you're a speck of energy in this massive system. You realize you're completely inconsequential, and that means you can look at yourself objectively, unquote. Psychedelics first gained widespread popularity in the 60s and 70s, but went underground after being classified as a Schedule I controlled substance by the federal government in 1970. Today, their potential for use as a mental health treatment for PTSD, anxiety, and depression is gaining new attention after Denver and Oakland, California, decriminalized their possession, as we discussed in the last hour, and voters in Oregon and California in 2020 may be asked to approve statewide measures. Mushroom advocates see many parallels between their efforts and medical marijuana legalization that has now passed in 33 states and the District of Columbia. Of course, we know that recreational is also in about 10, I think, 8 or 10.
Right.
Medical experts say mushrooms can pose a danger to a small number of people with serious mental health issues, especially in large doses, but note they aren't considered physically dangerous or addictive. Mushroom enthusiasts. In fact, there's a chart that Professor David Nutt came up with in the UK that sort of charts the relative harms of the various different illegal substances out there. And mushrooms are, I think, are near the very bottom of that list. Like, they don't do a whole lot of harm to very many people.
How does one measure harm?
Good question. That's a whole other question that would take some time to answer. But they broke it into two categories: harm to the self, and then harm to society. So, like, alcohol, very harmful to both the self and society, because, you know, a drunk person's going to go out there and break things, for instance. So, more coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up two bottles of Lico Chops. Get the third bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, six extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces, even within an IRA. 800-525-9556, ICAGoldSilver.com.
Are you a prisoner? Are you stuck in a relationship where you're not allowed to do what you really want? Are you stuck in a job or business that sucks up your time and saps your freedom? That describes most men, but there's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call on to talk about whatever is on your mind. That number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Ian.
And Derek J.
And I want to tell you about the Edge wallet, because it's the wallet that I use. I used to use Coinami, but I got lost in all of the keys, getting new phones, transferring phones, just starting new wallets from scratch. It was an unwieldy mess.
And you're an expert.
Yes. I'm heavily involved in cryptocurrency. And then the Edge wallet came along, which allowed me to just create a username and a password, a different password than what I normally use, but still just a password. None of that 14-phrase nonsense.
Right.
None of that. Just sign into the wallet using my PIN. Multiple accounts are supported, which Coinami used to do, but no longer does. Well, they still,
what do you mean by that? Multiple accounts? What?
Well, with the Edge wallet, you can have multiple accounts within the wallet itself. So I have
what does
one,
that mean?
I'm explaining. I have one for me personally, and then I have the one for Ladies Night Out, which we're planning for 2020 for ForkFest. Sort of how you would have the Space Disco account in the Edge wallet, and then your own personal account, and maybe an AnyPay account or whatever.
You can have different wallets for the same type of crypto, meaning that you can have a Bitcoin BTC wallet for this purpose, and you
yes,
have another
except
one
it's
for this
more
purpose.
Like a user account with a computer or something like that, because once you're signed in as one user, you can't see the other account's wallets.
That's really good. So it's not like adding another wallet. It's like adding a whole, well, I don't know what the term to use is, but account is what you said.
Yes.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's an excellent feature, allowing me to keep track of the various accounts that should be and need to be separate and distinct from each other.
Well, you can have different wallets under the same account.
Yes,
but you can also have more than one account as well. So you can do whatever you want with that. It's pretty cool.
And by the way, you control your funds.
Yeah, and I just heard today that we're going to be having Paul Play, who is the CEO over at Edge Wallet. He's going to be joining us on the air at some point in the next week or two, probably, to kind of tell us about some of the cool new features that they're putting into Edge. So I'm excited, because I don't even know what it's going to be. So
they're great. Yeah.
They are. I love the Edge Wallet. Go check it out. You can find it at edge.app. The tagline for the site is "Secure Your Freedom." So, as I understand it, they are at least economic libertarians.
I've heard things about Paul that suggests he is more than just an economic libertarian, but I don't know for sure.
Awesome,
that's just what I've heard.
Check that out. That's edge.app. It's the best mobile wallet I found. I've used several from Jax to Coinami, and I finally found one that actually does what I need it to do. And it is reliable. And if I get a new phone, all I have to do is remember my username and password. I don't have to sync it using a QR code or
long phrase that you might have. Yeah.
Yeah, it's awesome. So that's edge.app. Let's get right back into the phones. We've got Mortified Penguin calling us from Virginia. Mortified, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys. Yeah, I wanted to call about the Unite the Right rally. But first of all, I was listening to the story about the open carry incident. And, in a lot of states, and my state included, Virginia, open carry is legal, and it's not absolutely uncommon to see people open carrying handguns. When I read online from different people in obviously different places where it is totally legit, you always do run the risk of somebody calling the cops anyway, and they have to respond. So that's apparently a pretty common incident.
Well, busybodies love doing their thing. I mean, you've got a bunch of bored people with nothing better to do. They're like, oh, no, is that a person with the capability of defending themselves? We can't have that.
I kind of think open carry is pretty common where I live, to be honest with you. I mean, I used to see it kind of quite a bit, and I know a lot of people don't get concealed carry, and I do believe a lot of people, even in low-income neighborhoods, like, I'm honestly not the kind of people necessarily you'd expect to be your open carry, gun. It's not an activism thing. It's just something that's done in a lot of different diverse assortment of communities here. So I like to see that. I don't like to see it being some kind of niche thing, even though I don't personally open carry. Yeah, I would.
So what's going on with the Right rally?
Yeah, are you calling about the rally that happened in 2017, or is there another one?
Well, no, but the one in 2017, I was I heard a recent story about it today that just kind of brought it up, so I went and did some research and everything. Just because it was on the mind.
So just for our listeners who aren't familiar, this was Charlottesville, Virginia. There were a bunch of, let's call them white nationalists, maybe some Nazis, who went to have a conflict with the Antifa, or you could argue the Antifa went to have a conflict with them. It's really hard to tell who. I'm pretty sure they both wanted to conflict with each other.
Oh, yeah.
And the police were present, but they didn't really get in the way, and the police sort of stood back, and you know, these people fought it out. It resulted in criminal charges for multiple individuals, including a former co-host on Free Talk Live, who we fired a couple of years before that, for being a racist. His name's Christopher Cantwell. All right, so what about it?
Yeah, I mean, I just kind of wanted to kind of put the perspective of what occurred based on, you know, my research and what I've heard over the years and you know, as much short statements as I can, because there's a lot of ambiguous information about what occurred, that it was, you know, conservatives that were trying to protest.
So what do you think happened?
I mean, what happened was it was an event that was planned. You know, anti-fascist activists have doxed all the people. We know who was involved, and actually a lot of internet celebrities were there. But they have like the Discord records. I mean, it was planned for months in advance. Groups from all over the country converged on Charlottesville to make a stand over this. Ostensibly over the, I mean, it's obviously over a lot of different things, but ostensibly over the Robert E. Lee statue that the local.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was about. There was like a thing where certain towns were taking down, or cities or whatever, were taking down Civil War memorial statues in the South, and so that was what they were there. So, like, what is it that you believe you've uncovered that's new, you know, about this that we don't already know?
It's not so much that's new, it's just that a lot of people have really interesting takes, and there's a lot of ambiguity that I think people say that, you know, the people wanted to express their views, and they were conservatives, Trump supporters, but they were, as I'm reading here, you know, people from the Daily Stormer, the National Policy Institute, Nationalist Front, Traditionalist Worker Party, Vanguard America, National Socialist Movement.
Yeah, I mean, I get it.
They
were a bunch of Nazis. I mean,
they were hardcore white supremacists, ethno-nationalists, and this idea, I think a lot of people, I think a lot of people actually do. I think there's a common view among a lot of people, family included, people I've heard in media included, people you encounter have this impression that that there was a bunch of people that were attacked for expressing their views, but when you look at
true? I mean, isn't that what happened? Those people
they
were attacked.
They converged all over the country in order to make a stand and intimidate and use violence. They were very well armed. They had, including with firearms and whatever they brought with them. They weren't necessarily carrying firearms at the thing. That's usually
mortified. Thank you for the call.
I'm not sure what he's disputing there. It was unclear.
I'm not sure there's ever been any dispute that it was Nazis fighting Antifa at Charlottesville.
Yeah, I'm not sure what he was disputing. It's not clear.
Talk about whatever you want. 855-450-3733.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad, and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years, with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has helped for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Tropical storm Dorian is churning west towards several Caribbean islands, including Puerto Rico, where the Weather Channel is saying it might even be a direct hit.
It looks like we could get more of a direct hit with Puerto Rico. Winds of 50 miles per hour right now, gusts of 65. Still a little room for strengthening before that impact with Puerto Rico.
The tropical storm is expected to be upgraded to a Category 1 hurricane as it approaches Puerto Rico and the Dominican Republic. An Oklahoma judge found Johnson & Johnson and its subsidiaries that helped fuel the state's opioid crisis and ordered the consumer product giant to pay $572 million. Cleveland County District Judge Thad Balkman's ruling followed the first state opioid case to make it to trial and could shape negotiations over roughly 1,500 other lawsuits filed by state, local, and tribal governments. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Take control of the airwaves with 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria
and Ian
and Derek J.
And although we've been talking about shrooms, we also got into a bit of a discussion about cryptocurrency, in particular Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash, which is convenient because that's what Bill from Butte, Montana wishes to discuss. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey.
You know, I've been playing with computers since the early 70s, which is when I used programming on UNIVAC 1106, learned how to write Fortran code, and got good enough with it that basically my diploma was given to me by the last instructor they had that could teach Fortran. And he told me I knew more than he did, so... I know from experience that those mainframes that I was working on then were just as rock solid as anything could possibly be electronically or computer wise. They didn't lose things. They didn't gain things. That thing, the computer that I was programming on had a neutrino bit, error rate of something like once every 7 days.
Okay. I don't know what that means.
Yeah, I don't know what that is either. A neutrino error rate?
you know what a neutrino is?
I know.
Something very small.
It's a subatomic particle.
A neutrino is a subatomic particle that when it hits a silicon gate, it has the ability to flip it from 0 to 1 or 1 to 0.
Huh.
That's a neutrino error. Okay.
I don't believe that's correct.
And they happen
neutrinos pass through
the
most
time.
Matter without having any effect whatsoever.
Okay, well, why don't you explain to me what causes a neutrino error, Peyton?
This sounds way too high level for whatever conversation we're having here. I agree,
but you're the one that hijacked it off on neutrinos don't exist or don't do damage or anything. Neutrinos have energy, and anything that has energy can change the setting state.
You'll find that neutrinos have no mass and therefore no energy, according to Einstein's general theory.
Okay. If you want to hijack this conversation, goodbye.
Whoa.
You guys have a wonderful day in hyperspace.
Wow. What? Did he say have a wonderful day in hyperspace at the end of that call?
He did.
All right.
Well, he's wrong.
How about neutrinos, a hyperspace disco?
Yeah.
Neutrinos are indeed massless particles.
I wish I got to his point. I didn't even...
Yeah, I'm
what
not sure what
his,
what he was doing there.
I think
this
it
has
was
been the last two calls.
Before we got off onto that,
full moon.
Yeah, I think the point that he was getting at was that Fortran and the computers that he was programming then were more solid than the programs than the programming languages and computers of today. That's what I think was the point that he was going to get at before he started spouting nonsensical scientific inaccuracies.
Okay, maybe tomorrow I'll get the point.
Maybe. So, we've also got Gene, the Christian anarchist on the line. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, hello, everyone. I just got back from Europe last night, and I would have called from Europe, except it was the middle of the night there when you guys were on, so I was busy sleeping.
Hmm.
Had fun. I drove around drove through 9 different cities in 19 days. And got to go to Eastern Europe for the first time. But I made some observations while I was over there. And because, you know, we're always hearing about how bad things are as far as the Muslim immigration in Europe. And I will have to say that in the main cities, there was a lot of Muslim immigration. It's been 2 years since I've been in Europe, and I noticed a lot 2 years ago. There's a lot more now. However, I didn't find any of them to be aggressive or abusive or rude.
Hmm.
There were a lot of homeless, and there Paris in particular. There was a lot of homeless on the street, a lot of tent cities under the bridges, things of that nature, very extreme poverty. But the people that I saw didn't seem aggressive. They didn't seem to be threatening in any way. They seem to basically be people in need. And my wife even made the point that a lot of these people coming over there are coming over there to get away from basically situations that we created by bombing the crap out of their countries.
Well, stop bombing those people.
You mean the American and British governments.
I mean the imperialists.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad you weren't bombing anyone. I was worried there for a moment.
Yeah, I haven't bombed anybody that I know of. I mean, I might have photobombed a few, but that's about
I think that's okay. That's not a net violation. So.
Now, how did you know that these people that you were seeing were Muslims?
Mainly by their dress.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And, especially with the women. I mean, obviously the men are less difficult. I mean, they're more difficult to tell, but if they're with a woman who's dressed in that garb, you would assume that they're probably Muslim.
So they were wearing like a hijab or something like that.
Yeah.
The woman.
Okay. And there were a lot of people begging on the streets, but they didn't seem to be aggressive. Yes, there are a lot of people over there that are immigrating to Europe, but I don't see that they're super aggressive.
Well, what do you know? The immigration xenophobes that want you to hate immigrants are cooking up a story.
Well,
surprise,
wait a minute.
Surprise.
Who's to say that someone has to be aggressive to, like, to be a and I don't want to say a problem, but like if they don't have your values, if they don't have like Western values of believing in free speech and freedom of religion and like all of the Western values that we just take for granted, then the culture can change.
It could. The fear-mongering, though, has been about these Muslim hordes are coming into Europe, and they're creating these no-go zones where the police won't even go there. And
but isn't that true?
No, it's a myth.
I mean, there's videos of it.
I have an answer for
that. In Sweden and Germany, there's videos of these places. There are interviews with the police there.
It's also true, however, that if you see somebody begging on the street from a different culture than your own and you help them, they're more likely to adopt your culture than the other way around because your culture has literally created a person who charitably donated to them and helped them, whereas their culture did the opposite.
And I have an answer for that as well because, I've mentioned before that we have patients who come to our office and the granddaughter will be, grandma is in a hijab. And then the daughter will have just a headscarf. And then the granddaughter will basically be dressed like an American. So you see the generations as they proceed down become farther and farther from the parents. And this is just a natural occurrence in human sociology. The children always rebel away from what the parents teach them. And that's true with the Muslims as well as with Christians or with any other situation. The children tend to rebel against the parents.
Maybe the children, but the way American society and Christian society in general have developed was that the children did, in fact, adopt the traditions of their parents. That's why Christianity is still a thing, you know?
You remember rock and roll in the 60s? I do.
Yeah?
Yeah, that was rebellion against the parents. Remember, and then before rock and roll, there was the
my point about that was that kind of rebellion is temporary. And that once they reach adulthood, they tend to resubscribe to whatever ideology their parents had them under.
Yeah, I don't think it is temporary because with each passing generation, there is a little bit of movement. And that movement adds up over the generations to what we have today.
Isn't that the argument that they use to keep the Islamists, the Muslims out, though, is that they're going to influence our culture slowly and systematically over generations?
And there will be some influence. There's no question about that.
Boy, that's awesome.
But is the influence going to be negative or positive?
That's an excellent question.
What kind of values?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you for the call, Gene. It's always fascinating to learn what's actually happening in Europe from someone who is there. Give us a call. If you're quick, you can still get on the air with us. That number is 855-450-3733.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, talk radio that you control. Call in and talk about whatever you want. That number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria,
Ian,
and Derek J.
And who is this week's amplifier? Who is today? I keep saying week. Who is today's amplifier,
Ian? It's Aaron, who is a Free Talk Live Platinum amplifier. That's Aaron with an AA. Aaron. Thank you, Aaron, for contributing as a platinum, which means he's doing $25 a month. Now, we only ask for five, but wow, really appreciate those who certainly go above and beyond. But we appreciate everybody that amps the show. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It is a way for you to get behind what we do here on Free Talk Live to help expose new people to the ideas of freedom. And you can do it with PayPal, you can do it with credit card, you can do it with Bitcoin BTC over at amp.freetalklive.com, and you get some cool perks, some bonuses as a result of being an amplifier, and we definitely appreciate it because it helps us get this show on more radio stations around the country and bring the ideas of freedom and peace and liberty and cryptocurrency to more people around the planet and around the United States. So please, do like Aaron, go and join the, well, you can do $5. You don't have to do 25, but, you know, if you got $5, if you got the price of a fancy cup of coffee or a, you know, nice cheeseburger, that you can withhold and you can send to us on a once a month basis, it really makes a difference for us. So thank you for that. It's ampamp.freetalklive.com. And before we go on with the calls, Derek J and I were kind of getting into it during the break on these so-called no-go zones. You seem to believe that these things are real. The video, however, that you cited, a little bit of research that I just pulled up
to Wikipedia, the authoritative source of all information.
Well, they cite their sources. That the police who were supposedly interviewed in this video, you know, relaying a claim about the no-go zones, that those officers claimed their quotes were taken out of context, and further, one of the people who worked on the film itself even said that the video was cut together unethically. So They're saying there are no no-go zones. There may be some difficult areas, but there's no prohibition on the police going to those
areas. Let's say you work for the police department and you're telling people on national TV in the U.S. that you're not actually pursuing criminals. You think that's going to fly, that they're just going to say, oh, yeah, yeah, I said that, and I'm going to keep my job? Like,
sure, they're
going
to
have to deny it. Yeah.
I think that's true.
And I mean, and look at the videos. You can just see these places exist. They don't look like Europe.
Well, there's some crappy places in the United States, too. I mean, let's look Detroit,
right,
where there literally are officially policies from the police departments in certain areas of Detroit. At least one department shut down in the middle of the night. They don't have nighttime hours anymore because they won't go to whatever the calls are. And that's why there's that Threat Defense Center. That's the name of the place. That's why Threat Defense Center was created. I believe that's what it's called.
Dale Brown. Yeah.
Where a private company sprung up in the absence of the cops and is actually providing real protection services to customers like businesses and neighborhoods and individuals who want to have various different levels of protection. Everything from training you on how to shoot, to, you know, doing like, you know, an occasional pass through of a neighborhood, to full on 24/7 bodyguard services. So like they've got the whole range of services that they offer to people. And so you want to talk about a no-go zone? Detroit. It's right here. And it doesn't have to do with Muslims. It's just, you know, a crime-ridden asshole.
I just think it has to do with lack of values. Like, it doesn't matter what religion you are or whatever. Mm-hmm. There are people who value freedom. And freedom means, you know, respecting others' freedom and freedom of speech. And there's, like, these values that some people have and some people don't.
There aren't many of those people.
Yeah, and I want more of that. Yeah. I want more people who respect freedom.
I want them to move to New Hampshire.
I think that makes a better culture, a better society, a better place to live. I think better things come from places where people have values of freedom and personal responsibility.
Absolutely, and Europe is not that place.
No. But it's like, you know, there's a trend, and things are always either getting better or worse with regard to respect for freedom and people's philosophy. And I think it's pretty clear that Europe is getting worse. And places like New Hampshire are getting better.
I think so.
And places in the U.S. are getting worse. So, yeah, if things are in flux, and there's a lot of freedom to be had here, as given the example that at the start of the show, where the cops saw me with a gun and totally respected that.
Yep, that's true.
Very cool. I was just going to let this who of you go at it about the immigration.
On the line.
Yeah,
there
absolutely
really?
Were.
Okay, yeah.
Let's go to Max calling from the USA. Max, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, hello. I'm just saying my name is Max. I lived in Alaska 31 years, and it used to be the freest state in the country. That's a precursor. It was respectful. I mean, you left your cabins open. Nobody touched anything. They took care of Bill of Rights right off the Constitution. Okay, let's drop that. I'm going to get to something very important. It's to see the medicine. I almost died from doing that. Maximum dosage for a person with a healthy liver is 1,800 milligrams a day. I was doing it on top of hepatitis C from Vietnam. Okay?
And
I gained, one time I gained about 50 pounds. I was doing more sex. I was doing about 30, 40 a day. My doctor says, hey, I need to take, I need
30
you to drink,
to 40 Loratabs per day?
No problem. And my doctor said, I had hepatitis C. I didn't want to know because I knew I had liver.
Were you selling, Loratabs in order to afford that habit?
I have never sold anything in my life. I enjoyed it.
How did you
everything.
Afford 40 Loratabs a day? Aren't those like 10, are those 10 milligrams or 20s?
Ten milligrams is the highest that Loratabs
will
have.
In Alaska, you can go to the doctor and get anything I want, and the prescription was $5.
$5?
Wow.
So
yeah,
I've never heard of these
Alaska.
Before tonight. What are they?
It's a hydrocodone drug.
Ten milligrams of hydrocodone, but they only got 500 milligrams of acetaminophen. That's why we took it.
So how many are you on now?
I haven't touched that drug since 1994.
Good for you.
When I found out about it.
And it's still having an effect.
Well,
no. I mean, I have F4 fibrosis because I had hepatitis C for 45 years thanks to Uncle Sam. Okay?
Wow.
Wow.
I'm 65 years old. Look.
Man, how'd you quit it?
What?
How'd you quit?
How'd I quit?
Loratabs.
Yeah, it sounds like you had a serious habit going.
I was also an alcoholic. I used to wash it down with beer. I was an alcoholic.
Wow.
I stayed sober for 15 years. Look, I only cleared me a hepatitis C 2 in 2016.
You're not supposed to mix alcohol with...
I knew it was a problem with my liver when I was 26, okay? I was 26. I was in the treatment center in Alaska. They took my blood work. They said, if you don't stop drinking, you're going to be dead by 35. That's what I did. 3 years later, I stopped drinking. I didn't drive and had a drink since. Okay.
All right.
I didn't know I had hepatitis C until 2003. Then the VA, 2001, VA gave me the drug to, the pegylated insulin and the ribavirin, which is chemotherapy. Guess what?
I'm losing you, man. Yeah. You're just kind of rambling at this point. What's
the point? Heroin, the reason they call it heroin, number one, is because in World War I, all the soldiers were hooked on morphine. And heroin was the answer to pre-addiction on morphine. Have you ever seen the movie The Man with the Golden Arm? Frank Sinatra. Okay, in the 30s, if you were a heroin addict, you were not considered a criminal. You were sent to Lexington, Kentucky, and they put you in a federal facility, which is now called a prison, but it was open. They gave you Dilaudid, the chemical name for Dilaudid is hydromorphone. Okay, hydromorphone is a synthetic morphine. Okay, that's how they got the heroin addict off of it.
Max, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. Kind of rambling on
about... He sounds like he knows a lot about drugs, though.
He does. I mean, there's no doubt about that whatsoever. It's just not interesting information.
Yeah. My head is spinning. I found it interesting. It was just...
Too much. Information overload. Yeah, too much.
Well, let's go quickly to Matt from Aberdeen, Washington. Matt, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. Hey, check this out. 9/11 happened 18 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Okay, hear me out. We killed Osama bin Laden. We killed Saddam Hussein. We killed countless people across the Middle East. Spent trillions of dollars on it. Don't you think it's time to come home?
Why couldn't everybody just take some mushrooms instead and chill out, man? You know what I mean? All this warmongering.
I agree. MDMA would be even better.
Yeah.
You know? Instead of fighting each other, let's just take these rulers, these oligarchs, and put them in a room together on MDMA, and they will work out their differences peacefully and not necessarily calmly, but they will work them out without killing each other.
Wow.
That would be such a good thing.
Well, it was a show.
Definitely.
Thanks
was.
For being here.
Be sure to check out the archives. You can listen to the show again over at freetalklive.com and listen to the archive there going back more than a decade.
And check out helpmetakebitcoin.com.
Yeah.
As well. See you tomorrow.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.